Hey, look at the coos. Look at the coos. Look at the coos. Hey, we got race over the driving up and down the street. Looking for a picnic today. For the people that they pull over for a broken tonight and blow up your brains. Then here come the coons.
Here come the coons. I love this. Somebody sent this to me today. This dude need to make this a real song. Somebody on YouTube. Look at the coons. This dude need to make this a real song. I love this one. Look at the coons. Hey, man, what's up, man? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm Tariq Nasheed. I'm ready to chop up game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up to chop up game with me. What we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. And when I get back, we'll chop up some good game right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Let me bump this. The coon train is coming. Oh, I got to bump this some more. Hold on.
If you hang around.
Look at the coons. All right, let me take a quick commercial break. I'm jamming out to this a little bit too much. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Did you know that there's over 120 black-owned hotels all across the United States, as well as other black-owned businesses that a lot of people may or may not know about? That's why you need to check out the brand new app called BobSpotter. Now, BobSpotter is the premier mobile app for locating black-owned businesses all around the United States. The BobSpotter mobile app is available for free download in Google Play and in the Apple App Store as well. Also, check out BobSpotter.com. BobSpotter is basically Yelp in black. Again, check out BobSpotter.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
Back by popular demand, it's the lecture tour everyone is talking about. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the number one documentary in the world, Hitting Colors 4, Tariq Nasheed. Tariq Nasheed, live on the More Us Summer Lecture Tour. Coming to Boston, Friday, July 15th at the Strand Theater. Coming to Milwaukee, Saturday, July 23rd at the Helene Zelazo Center for the Performing Arts. Coming to Chicago, Sunday, July 24th at the Vitam Theater. Coming to Atlanta, Thursday, July 28th at the Rich Theater Woodruff Arts Center. Coming to Cleveland, Saturday, July 30th at the Cuyahoga Community College. Coming to Phoenix, Saturday, August 6th at the El Zaraba Shrine Auditorium. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com. Once again, www.tariqlive.com. Make your plans now and buy your tickets today.
What's going on, fam? We are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. This is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Y'all don't forget, I am going to be on tour. I'm on tour now as we speak. I was in Boston last week. I had a great time in Boston, man. The Boston family was absolutely phenomenal. Had a great time out there. I'm going to be in Milwaukee this Saturday and Chicago this Sunday. So it's going to be on and popping. And also this coming Thursday, I will be in Atlanta. It's going to be on and popping. As a matter of fact, I'll be in Atlanta early. I'll be in Atlanta basically all week. The lecture I'm doing is on Thursday. So all my press people in Atlanta, I'm going to be available to do interviews down there. Y'all email me at info@TariqElite.com. Email me, all of my Atlanta press people, so we can do some interviews while I'm down there, all my radio folks, because I have a few free days out there in Atlanta until the lecture, because I'm going out there. I'll be out in Atlanta Monday. I'm leaving directly from Chicago going to Atlanta, so I'll be out there for a week chopping it up. I might hit up some of the spots, so all my Atlanta players, hit me up so we can go out there and make it do what it do in Atlanta. But info@TariqElite.com. That is my email, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, HiddenColorsFilm.com, the number one documentary in the world. Get that if you don't have it. And all that good stuff. Shout out to everybody who was giving me good recommendations for new processing companies to deal with outside of PayPal. I'm trying to steer myself away from PayPal. I got most of my paper back from PayPal, but they held a lot of money in reserve, so I'm getting away from PayPal. I'm low-key dealing with them because I have to, but I got the bulk of my paper away from them, and I'm dealing with some more merchant accounts like Stripe. A lot of people were referring to this Stripe account thing, and I'm going to work with that and see how that do. So I'm getting that set up as we speak. A lot of stuff we're getting set up. More Russ, I'm going to do some testing for that tonight. I talked to my developers. They've added some more stuff to it. So we're doing a lot of testing with the More Us app. They're telling me everything will be ready to launch by the end of August. And we're still doing some testing on that, making sure that's crisp. Because what's happening, man, with social media, especially with Facebook. I mean, Facebook is getting so ridiculous with banning black folks and censoring black folks. It's almost like they're not even hiding it no more. You know, for those who don't know, I've been banned again. A few other black folks have been banned. Yet these white supremacists are allowed to run amok. Minister Farrakhan, he's been getting censored on Facebook. They've been taking down his videos. But they let these white supremacists say and do whatever. So it is what it is. Let me see. We got a lot of folks calling. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Kiki from Chicago.
Hey, Kiki, how are you, dear?
Hi. I'm calling because I wanted to know, how do we handle these coons who are, like, for example, like lawyers, or because for me, like on my Facebook, I try to network with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I collect all types of, you know, names or whatever. And it seems like all this stuff has been happening in the news. People have been like showing their true colors.
Oh yeah,
you know, online.
Oh yeah,
and like this one particular lawyer, you know, she's black, and she actually co-signed because people are recirculating that Bunny Ruckus video, the Peggy chick.
Yeah,
and she's co-signing this woman, and she's also saying how she's going to play the video and show it to other youth.
Yeah, unfortunately, so, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of black folks, especially older black folks, they're firmly entrenched on that coon train. They have totally abandoned and shitted on the youth. That's just what it is.
Well, actually, this young lady, she's like 30.
Okay, well, most likely she's probably a bedwench. And these bedwenches and these old bunny ruckuses, when we see them, we're going to have to charge them to the game and just get away from them. Their job,
okay. It's
like we're in a prison, and their job is to help maintain. They've gotten a little comfortable spot in the prison. They've gotten some extra biscuits and some provisions. So their job is to just keep the biscuits coming. So they're going to do the bidding of the white supremacists. So we got to avoid them like the plague. We cannot save them. We cannot convert them. They're not your brother. They're not your sisters. We got this thing.
Yeah, because, like, I totally, like, because at first I was going to have her do some work for me. Now I don't want to work with no, like, when I see that type of stuff, I don't want to work with them at all, period.
Because
at first I thought I was wrong for, like, abandoning them. But I don't want to give you my money. I don't want to work with you, period.
Absolutely. Because I've had that, too. I've had black people that I've I've seen, and I'm like, okay, let me possibly do business with this person. And then I've seen some of their views, and I'm like, oh, this is a goddamn coon. I'm not about to do no business.
Yes.
Don't do no business with a coon. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, because at first I thought, well, maybe, like, I was wrong for, like, not, you know, wanting to support black business. But when I see they cooning, I don't want to fuck with you at all, period.
At all. Leave them alone. Thank you for the call, dear. You know, we got a, there's a thing in black society where we just think we just got to convert everybody. When you see somebody who has designated themselves as a coon, you got to just charge them to the game. You know, there's people who still come up to me every blue moon, not too many, but every blue moon, somebody hit me up and be like, hey man, you and Crispy, y'all need to get together and put y'all beef aside. And I look at them like, what, are you insane? Have y'all seen, there's a new video that's on Worldstar, Crispy threatening to beat up this sister. He got into a car accident and he started cussing this sister out, talking crazy to this sister. He's about to jump on the sister on some fuckboy shit. And anybody who would look at a nigga like that and say that we need to get together with that, a buck dancing bitch made fuckboy coon who's scared of dudes but got to run up on women, threaten to shoot sisters and beat them up and fuck like, if you step to anybody talking about we need to get together with that, kill your motherfucking self. On some real shit, dude. Don't listen to me. If that's some shit that you even patronize, stay away from me. I don't even want people around me that's around fuck niggas like that. That's just beyond cooning. That goes to another level of cooning. I don't even want niggas who patronize that type of shit around me. And sometimes dudes would be like, man, y'all need to, man, you and Crispy, man, y'all need to squash y'all beef and just do something together. Do what? What are we going to do constructive with that? With human turd garbage like that. And what's funny, this nigga's gonna end up killing a chick. Y'all fuck around. That nigga, that coon ass nigga's gonna end up, he's already been to jail for beating up chicks, but he's gonna end up killing a chick. And y'all niggas who sit up and enable that bullshit, you know, I've already fucked up his little internet career, but now that he's so desperate for attention, he'll damn near kill somebody. He'll kill a woman just so he can get some damn YouTube hits. So don't ever step to anybody talking about how they need to get together with a little disgusting coon like that, running up on sisters with that fuck shit. Anyway, I digress as far as that. Let me see who's calling. Let me see what's popping. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. All right, well, let's try some damn body else. Hey, what's up? Who's calling? Hello.
Yo, Tariq.
What's up, fam?
Hey, what's up, brother? Yo, man, this is Morpheus in the room. Listen, I wanted to bring something up, man, that I rarely hear, you know, a lot of people talk about. And one of that is this economic support among black people. I noticed that, you know, when, you know, one of us gets killed or, you know, one of us, you know, goes, you know, starts marching and all sorts of stuff, but I rarely see black people come together and support each other economically. Now, the thing with white folks, they have their white supremacy down. You know, they support each other. You see, when they kill us, they come out in droves and with the GoFundMe pages, and you know, they're giving all this money to all these people. But black people, we tend not to do that as often, and we need to start doing that.
Yeah,
because financially, we're, you know, this is what. We're hurt. You know, we're hurt financially. I mean, we come from poverty. So
yeah. But normal. And that's why when we do the... Have you seen all the Hidden Colors films or any of them?
I've seen it. I had every one of them. I got the fourth one, yeah.
And you notice that's why we always talk about the importance of economics. We try to drill that into the minds of the listeners, how important it is for us to have an economic base, because the thing is, we've been deprived of economics for so long, and that's something that's not preached in black society, and we got to get back to that. And we also got to get that hater gene out of our system. When we see a black person making money, we got to stop trying to sabotage them. So it not only do we need to be financially literate, we got to be hater purge. We got to get that hater shit purged out of our system, where we want to sabotage another person for their success. That's why you got to listen to people like Boyce Watkins and brothers like Claude Anderson, so we can understand economics, man. So we're getting there. And this is why a lot of black folks have contributed to some of these black banks out here in the aftermath of all of this stuff that's been happening. And we need to keep the momentum going. We need to keep that momentum going and not just stop. When you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. And we got to stop scrambling at the last minute to get our shit together. But thank you for the call, fam.
All right, bud.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, man, the coons, they've made their mark, man. The coons out here, they have made their mark. Somebody said in the chat room, said he saw Hidden Colors 4 in the barbershop by accident. Hilarious. Speaking of coons, y'all know that Sheriff Clark. We got to make another coon train video. It's so many new coons out here. Oh, man. We're going to get together a new coon train video, Coon Train 4. Because I was looking at some of the footage from the RNC, the Republican National Convention. And the Republican National Convention this year, nigga, that shit looked like a damn Nazi rally. The shit is a circus. That Russian, I keep saying Russian. You know, the reason I'm saying Russian, because I'm looking at Trump's wife. That's probably why I'm having that Freudian slip. I'm looking at Trump's wife, Melania. Isn't she from Russia? Where is she from, chat room? With that accent she was using. I'm going to get on her in a minute. With that accent she was using, sounding like a goddamn supervillain. But the Republican National Convention, that shit, it's so fucked up. It's a circus now. It's a complete circus. And the fact that it's a circus, it's so goofy at this point, it's almost entertaining. It's entertaining. It's such a farce and such a circus, and it's such a Klan rally at this point. It looks like she's from Slovenia. So that's that Eastern European shit right there. Oh yeah, she can't talk worth a damn. But Sheriff Clark, David Clark, he was there. They had him there. Basically, they had him. They always get the black person to say all the fucked up shit about other black people. They put him out there. Now, understand this. This was the Republican National Convention. David Clark is not a Republican. A lot of you think that David Clark is a Republican because he's always on Fox. He's always talking that coon talk, but he's actually a Democrat. So that kills all of the argument that a lot of these white supremacists like to use when they start talking in code, talking about libs, you liberals, you Democrats, oh yeah, you leftist. They love talking about all that leftist, liberal, Democrat. Those are their little code words when they're trying to criticize black folks. Because understand white supremacy. They are the masters of deception. This is what black folks have to understand, and that's today's theme. The white supremacists are the masters of deception. These motherfuckers will lie in the middle of a lie. Lying is second nature to a white supremacist. Not white people, to a white supremacist. And they will use these code words and these terms to deceive you. They talk all that left, lib, leftist, lib, Democrat. But they'll put a Democrat right up there on the Republican National Convention as long as he's spewing some white supremacist views about black folks. And also another code word is Black Lives Matter. See, Black Lives Matter is now the code word for all black people. So the white supremacists, they're very good at talking in code. So when they use the term Black Lives Matter, they can hide their racism and pretend that they're not really being racist. They're criticizing an ideology. See, Black Lives Matter is supposed to represent an ideology, but the white supremacists, they code it up so it represents race. So when they criticize black people, they'll just use the term Black Lives Matter to hide the racism and make it appear that they're just criticizing an ideology. That's why anybody who's black can be arbitrarily assigned to Black Lives Matter. They try to do that to me all the time. They always try to say, well, Tariq, he's another Black Lives Matter activist. And no, I'm not. And I point out that you're using white supremacy on me now by false labeling me. Ma'am, sir, you are practicing white supremacy right now by false labeling me. I have nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Because if you criticize Black Lives Matter, you can say stuff like, well, they need to be eliminated. They're slime. They're garbage. You can say all the stuff about black people as long as you put it in the context of Black Lives Matter. That's the trick of the white supremacists. That's why I use the term white supremacist. And you have to use the term white supremacist. And they'll try to deny it, but you can't deny white supremacy. They'll even lie and say, well, white supremacy is a myth. There is no white supremacy. Then I always say, then why are all the forefathers of this country, why did most of them say that they were white supremacists and this is a country built on white supremacy? They said it. All your forefathers that you love and hold up to the highest standard, they all said that they were white supremacists and this was a white supremacist system. So you're going to have to learn how to use your words and take the emotions out of the game. And these white supremacists are running amok on social media. There was one well-known white supremacist, this guy named Milo something. He's this gay conservative, this white gay guy who's known for spewing a lot of racist views about black people. And he sent a lot of his minions to troll this black actress, Leslie Jones. I think that's her name. She's the black girl on Saturday Night Live. And they were really going in on her. The white supremacists, they were calling her all types of derogatory names for the last few days. They've been really going in on that sister. And another thing, none of her white co-stars in that Ghostbusters movie, none of them have come to that sister's aid, by the way. They're sitting up talking about this woman like a dog, using all types of racial epithets about that sister. And they ended up banning that guy, Milo dude. They banned him, and there's a lot of white supremacists. They've come up with a hashtag called Free Milo. And that's another thing. Black folks, you always hop your ass in the front of the gay parade and all that, and you have these white supremacist gay people out here who are shitting on you. And there are no other gay white people repudiating them. That's why y'all need to stay y'all asses up out of these other parades, these other meetings, all that intersectionality bullshit, because none of these other groups come ride for you when it's time to ride for you. So we got to understand the game. But let me get a phone call. A lot of folks are calling here. I want to chop it up. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh shit, what's up, King Flex? This is Bo from Oakland.
Hey, Bo from Oakland, how you doing, fam?
I'm doing good, man. I have a quick question. Now, I have sickle cell anemia, and my question for you is, because, you know, when you turn on TV, you see breast cancer, AIDS commercials, but you never see a sickle cell commercial because sickle cell affects primarily melanoid people such
Absolutely,
as myself.
Absolutely, yes.
My question for you is, what are some steps that I need to take to get a sickle cell commercial popping myself?
I would do it online. Just do it online and just kind of make it go viral so that other people with the condition, they can understand, you know, they can check it out and they can find it. And also, what's your goal and your purpose for making the video? So there has to be a goal, there has to be a purpose. Are you trying to help find a cure? Are you trying to help find treatment? So there should always be a goal.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
So yeah, figure, get all that together and then launch a campaign and just make it do it grassroots and just get it popping like that. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Much respect, fam. But anyway, the Republican National Convention, these people there, they have gone full white supremacist. There was one guy at the Republican National Convention. His name was Steve King. Now, Steve King, they were talking outside of the, he was talking with some people on MSNBC. And then this dude started talking about all the great things that white people have contributed to civilization and other subgroups, meaning black, how they haven't contributed anything. I'm like, whoa, everybody started kind of tripping out. I'm like, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all that these people would start going full white supremacist. Let me play what this dude says. Let me play this.
Black people business, though, does get a little tired, Charlie. I mean, I'd ask you to go back through history and figure out where are these contributions that have been made by these other categories of people that you're talking about? Where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization?
Oh, now, he said, now this, by the way, this is a congressman. This is a representative. He's an elected official. His name is Steve King. He said, and this is he's a congressman now. He's, you know, he's an elected official now. Our tax dollars pay for this dude. And he's on national television talking about, well, what other subgroups have contributed to civilization?
Than white people? Than Western civilization itself.
Okay, now, y'all caught that? The guy next to him said, than white people? Then he tried to code it up by saying Western civilization. Now understand, when the white supremacists say Western civilization means white. Frances Welsing said that in her book years ago, the ISIS papers. That's why you got to study the ISIS papers. She said in that book, whenever you hear the word Western civilization, that means white supremacist. That means white.
About if the, what, where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization
than white people?
Than Western civilization itself, that's rooted in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the United States of America, and every place where the footprint of Christianity settled the world. That's all of Western civilization.
They tried to code it up, the footprint of Christianity. Wherever the footprint of Christianity stepped, that's Western civilization. No, it's not. That contradicts itself. Christianity was started, if you're going to go there, in the so-called Middle East. And, I mean, I can debunk this guy all day long. I mean, just we can go to Kemetic civilization. I mean, he's very easy to debunk. You can just go look at the Hidden Colors films and all of the shit he just said can be debunked within minutes. You know, Ethiopia had Christianity. They had great civilizations that didn't have anything to do with Western culture. And I tweeted this on Twitter. I mean, Africa, we had in Kemet at least 25 dynasties before the first book came out of Europe, which was in, what, 850 BC? I mean, so the shit he's saying can so easily be debunked, it's ridiculous. But the fact that he was allowed to get on TV to say that, that's the issue.
That's rooted in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the United States of America, and every place where the footprint of Christianity settled the world. That's all of Western civilization.
Okay, so then it got cut off. Okay, they brushed him off. And that's another thing. The white supremacists, they kind of throw each other bones. They kind of throw each other lifelines. Because the reporter kind of saved him. Oh, I wish I was there on that panel. See, then they start talking all over each other. Then they kind of change the subject. See, when you say some shit like that, you got to go deep. This dude just spewed some false white supremacist talking points on live television. And y'all got to be very careful. When they're allowed to do that, when they just get to go and they can just blatantly spew white supremacist views? That's we getting back into that Nazi thing. You know, they would have conventions like that before the Holocaust over there in Nazi Germany. So black folks need to be on alert with some of the rhetoric that these white supremacists are spitting. Now, Melania Trump, Donald Trump's wife, got up and did a speech, and everybody's been talking about this on social media. Melania Trump, she did a speech where she blatantly plagiarized Michelle Obama. Just blatantly stole from Michelle Obama's speech. And let me see if I could play some of that right here, some of the comparisons right here. Hold on.
We're raised with so many of the same values.
Okay, that's Michelle Obama talking. So this is a clip comparing both speeches, all right? Michelle Obama did a speech in 2008, and Melania Trump just did this speech, basically saying some of the, almost the shit word for word.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
I mean, and as you heard, and it's damn near word for word. I mean, she stole the shit. I mean, just word for word. It's not like no ifs, ands, maybes. It's not a question. It's not a mystery. I mean, she literally stole the shit. They stole the speech word for word from Michelle Obama. Just word for word. And in a system of white supremacy, proof don't mean nothing. Do y'all know that for the last 3 days, they've been denying that the speech was stolen? For the last 3 days, they were like, what plagiarism? This ain't no plagiarism. Now, today, earlier, they released a statement where there's some mysterious writer claimed that she wrote it and she's going to resign. But now nobody knows who this writer is. Many people are saying that it's some kind of person they made up so they can scapegoat, because Trump is kind of known for that. So people are saying that this staff writer who actually wrote the speech, who's now confessing that she did it, that some people are saying this ain't even a real person now. So the masters of deception, these white supremacists, their deception is just impeccable. Their deception is impeccable, but let me go deep. For the last few days, they've been denying that the speech was stolen. So they had different spokespeople come out, and I'm going to play a clip of another spokesperson who actually denied that what y'all just heard was plagiarized, which was word for word. He tried to switch it up and say, well, there's other rappers and singers who've used the same words. And then this fool tried to say that the My Little Pony movie used the same words. And he's serious. Now, listen to this. This is an interview with one of the Trump representatives.
Two simple questions to start. They are yes, no questions. Should the campaign admit fault, and should the person or persons responsible for that speech be fired?
Well, yes or no? No, they're not, because that's not a yes or no question. The question is, did something wrong get done?
That was my question.
No, right. But the answer is, right now, what we're talking about is in a 1,500-word speech, 50 words, okay? So let's look at it. In three sections.
Sean,
let me answer the question. Melania Trump said, you work hard for what you want in life. Akon said, work hard for what you get in life. John Legend said, work hard for what
you get in life.
Hold on. No, I'm going to get better. It's getting better. Melania Trump said, the strength of your dream and your willingness to work for them. Twilight Sparkle from My Little Pony said, this is your dream. Anything you can do,
dream. So the RNC is not taking this serious.
So what I'm saying is,
you guys aren't taking it serious.
Okay, now, so this guy started quoting My Little Pony. He tried to say, well, Michelle Obama got it from My Little Pony. I mean, and the brother is a black man interviewing him. The brother's like, hey, y'all just saying, y'all not taking this seriously, are you? Now, this guy is talking with a straight face. This representative for the Trump campaign, they're doing this with a straight damn face. And this is the problem. Because a lot of times when y'all see white supremacy, sometimes it's so silly and it's so damn ridiculous, we minimize it by not taking it seriously. That's the problem. Now, y'all see how ridiculous he sounds? But they're being dead serious.
Look, a simple Google search of three phrases comes up with everything from Sparkle Pony to John Legend to Akon to Notorious B.I.G.
Sean, it's not so, the phrases. It's the word order.
No,
it's,
and those are the same word orders. I can go through and Google those phrases and come up with them that they've been said countless times. Your word is your bond, Craig. I've said that a million times, so apparently, plagiarizing too.
I want to make sure that our listeners and viewers understand the position of the RNC at this point. The position of the RNC is that this was an honest mistake. That's the position.
I don't know that it's a mistake.
So it was deliberate.
No.
Boy, the white supremacists will never concede. No matter how much proof you have, they are the master deceivers. They will lie to the end. That's what I want. And I'm playing this so black folks can really understand it. They'll lie to the end. People play, they say, well, he's an idiot. And that's the thing. We dismiss these people as idiots, but these idiots control everything you do. Yes, he's an idiot, but these idiots are in control, though. See, black folks got this white is right thing, and this is what's controlling you.
She gave an amazing speech.
No one's denying that.
So the point is that someone from the DNC or the Clinton campaign went through and Googled the phrases and said, Michelle Obama used similar phrases. But if the case that you're making, then it appears that Mrs. Obama must have, used the same words as Twilight Pony.
Plagiarism website came out in the past hours.
This dude actually said Michelle Obama stole her speech from Twilight Pony. And he's saying this with a straight face.
The most prominent plagiarism website, apparently there is one. They have said that there is literally a less than 1 in a trillion chance that the similarities would be so strong.
No, I know that they're similar. We're not denying that they're similar.
How did they end up so similar?
What I'm saying is that the phrase...
But how did it happen?
Your word is your bond is not a phrase that...
Y'all, the brother broke it. Is a black interviewer. He said, look, there's a website, man, that looks at polls and all this stuff. And they said that it's a 1 in a trillion chance that couldn't have been stolen. It was stolen. That's not a coincidence. There's a 1 in a trillion chance that just by all of the shit that she stole. I mean, just let's look at numbers. It's a 1 in a trillion chance that's a coincidence. But the suspected white supremacists? Nope. What you talking about? No. That's the I'm white and I say so law. Forget about numbers. Forget about facts. Forget about proof. I'm white and I say so. So damn 1 in a trillion. I'm white and I say so.
It was invented 4 years.
Okay, that's the end of that. Let me put my spit music back on. But that's white supremacy right there, family, in a nutshell. That's white supremacy in a nutshell. They'll sit up there and no matter how much proof you have, they'll deny to the end. They're the masters of deception. That's not even good damage control. People in the chat room saying damage control. And unfortunately, people like that, we look at them as being silly, goofy, ignorant, ridiculous. These are the people that's on the grand juries out here around the country. These are the people that's on the chief of police. These are the people who run the job unions and the labor unions where you can't get jobs. That type of logic governs your life and your livelihood. So whenever a black person gets harmed, no matter how much proof you have saying, hey, this cop executed this guy, when you have people like that running the show, they'll deny it till the end based on the I'm white and I say so logic. Proof don't mean nothing to no white supremacists. Proof means nothing to them. They don't give a shit about no proof. It's I'm white and I say so. Just like with Freddie Gray, who got murdered in police custody. And that's another thing at the RNC when that coon David Clark mentioned Marilyn Mosby and talked about her prosecuting the cops, and he was talking about the cops being acquitted. They were cheering. When you have all of these white supremacist suspects cheering for the fact that people have gotten away with murdering a black person, we're getting into Nazism. We're not getting in it. We're there, which is white supremacy. These people are cheering the fact that they got to kill people with impunity, because Freddie Gray, this man was murdered. It was deemed a homicide by the coroner out there in Baltimore. Freddie Gray did not kill himself, because that's another lie that these white supremacists try to tell, is that I'm white and I say so. Freddie Gray did not sever his own damn spine in the back of a police van. He didn't do that. It's damn near physically impossible to sever your own spine in that small space. You would have to jump off a cliff to sever your own spine. You don't sever your own spine while you're handcuffed in the back of a fucking van. And then the coroner rules that it's a homicide, but the white supremacists are still trying to say, well, it was possibly suicide, when it's been ruled a homicide. And they're more concerned about the cops getting off than finding out who's responsible for the murder of this person. See, that's why we got to get into the Constitution thing. When people start talking about, well, he was a thug who deserved it. No. Now, then that means you don't believe in the Constitution. Let's go to the Constitution. His second, well, not his second, but his 4th, 5th, 13th, and 14th Amendment rights were blatantly violated. So we're just going to throw the Constitution out the door. What are we doing? See, I don't get into all that thug talk and druggy, and I don't get into all that. The white supremacists love getting into all of that name-calling shit so that you can get away from the facts and so you can get away from law. Real law. That's why you got to get into that Constitution, fam. Very important to get into that Constitution thing. So understand, the white supremacists, they are the masters of deception. It's nothing for them to lie. Brother Neely Fuller broke that down to me one time. He was like, hey, the white supremacists will say anything. They'll say anything to maintain white supremacy. They're not going to concede. That's why when I do debates with these white supremacists, I do it to show black folks what their get down is. It's not for me. I never try to convince a white supremacist to not be a white supremacist. Damn that. They know better. That's not my job. My job is to show black folks how they think and to understand that their logic is warped, and their job is to harm you, and your job is to understand that they're trying to harm you and not buy the bullshit that they give you. That is my job when I debate white supremacists. This is why I get on black folks for following people like Alex Jones. I just saw a video of Alex Jones. Alex Jones posted up on his YouTube page where he went out to I think he was at the Cleveland National Convention. And he went into the crowd, got into a little scuffle with some other white people. He got into a little shoving match with a couple of other white people at this Republican National Convention in Cleveland. On his on his YouTube page, the title of the video is Alex Jones Gets Attacked by Communist Black Lives Matter. You go look it up. The video says Alex Jones gets attacked by Communist Black Lives Matter. Let me play some clips of it if I can while I get this phone call.
What's up?
Who's calling? Hello?
The title of the video is Alex Jones by Communist.
Yes. This is,
man, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, brother. Shit. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Hey, I was wondering, this is Demetrius Hatch from St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, what's on your mind, man? Who in the fuck is this?
Listen, I was wondering, I'm sure you saw the DLU, the baby making killing.
I saw a little bit of it. I didn't see all of it.
Man, I see that.
Okay.
Man, he went off on that girl.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, man. All right, thanks for the call, brother. God damn, y'all be slowing the shit down when y'all don't... Okay, y'all don't call just to be calling. Y'all slow the whole vibe down. I feel you, but call up, you got to have a reason to call up, man. Y'all really slow the vibe down when y'all ain't really on top of your game. But let me play this video. This is the audio of it. But this video is called Alex Jones Attacked by Communist Black Lives Matter. And hold on.
It's on. Ready, rock.
So he's out here with a bullhorn.
What you've got is big, giant mega banks funding a bunch of communists and cop killers and other organizations that want to start martial law in this country and derail our elections. And the American people, every race, color, and creed, aren't going to put up with it. And that's what this comes down to right now. The communists are a bunch of murdering scum worldwide. And George Soros is a Nazi collaborator funding these organizations trying to bring in total tyranny. And we're here as the American people saying that our free country is not going to have a bunch of dirty communists and globalist scumbags set up tyranny.
Okay, that's enough, because I can't stand listening to Alex Jones talking his white supremacist codes. But you notice he kept saying communist. You notice he kept using the word communist. The communist, blah, 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 the tyranny, blah, 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 the communist, blah, 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 Black Lives Matter, blah, 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 George Soros, blah, 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 the commie bastards, blah, 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 the Nazis. Blah, 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 blah. They're going back to that old school white supremacy. Y'all remember, that's the same thing they used to call the NAACP. They used to call them communists back in the day. They used to call the Black Panthers communist. They called Dr. Martin Luther King a communist. That's that old shit they used to do in the 50s and 60s. Remember that? They're good at doing that, that whole communist thing. That whole communist thing that they say about Black folks. So they're digging into their old white supremacist treasure chest using all of that nonsense. And in this crowd, ain't no Black people in this crowd at all. I think there's like one Black cop, and the Black cop kind of saved Alex because some white people were about to jump on him. But this fool ran and he got attacked by Black Lives Matter on the video. Go look it up. The name of the video is Alex Jones Attacked by Communist BLM, Black Lives Matter. And there's not a Black person in the damn crowd. This is how deceptive these white supremacists are. It's nothing for them to lie. It's nothing for them to tell a blatant, bold-faced lie. That's why video is very important. But hell, even with video, the white supremacists don't care. They're like, video schmidio. I'm a white supremacist, and I'm white, and I say so. There's not a Black person in this crowd, but he ran and said that he got attacked by Black Lives Matter. And Black folks, this is up to you. You got to stop believing these white supremacists, and you got to start getting on code. and understand that these white supremacists are the most deceptive creatures in the history of mankind. They thrive off deception. That's why you gotta bathe yourself in truth. And the reason why they're getting more deceptive is because black people are waking the hell up more. Black people are getting the light bulb popping in their heads. Black folks are out here putting their money in black banks. Black people are out here getting that knowledge, getting that history, understanding who they are. In the coons, they're trying to pay off as many coons as they can, but black people are waking up and becoming enlightened. So these white supremacists are going into damn desperation mode. And the more desperate they get, the more deceptive they get. So it's time for us to be on top of our game and be on top of our code. And that means getting your game strong economically. You don't have to be able to be violent unless it's for self-defense, because there's a lot of cases out here where police officers are getting killed. People are engaging in maximum emergency compensatory action with a lot of these police officers out here. You don't have to do that, because there's one, and I talked about this on my Ustream show, this one guy named Gavin Long, who was a follower of me on Twitter. He allegedly shot some police officers down in Baton Rouge. And because he followed me, and I think he posted some of my videos before, so he was a fan of mine, the media, they've been blowing me the fuck up all week. They've been contacting me all week. I done talked to the New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, BuzzFeed, several times. Some of these people have called me repeatedly, trying to ask what the correlation is between me and that guy, and there is none. I've told them. I don't know the guy, did not know him. You know, they're asking me about emails that he sent, because allegedly he has sent me emails, me and other people. So he followed a lot of public figures who are black. So somebody said, get a lawyer. Yeah, I got a lawyer, but shit. Yeah, I got lawyers, but hell. The guy, from what I understand, I played the video on Ustream this weekend. The guy's a lone wolf. He said that he acts alone. He said it in his own voice that he acts alone. But again, you got to be very careful, because in the system of white supremacy, they'll lump you in with people simply because they can. It's the I'm white and I say so. I know that this guy is a lone wolf, but I say that you influenced him. I say that y'all were part of some secret organization. See, that's why you got to check the white supremacists on their lies. That's why you have to check them on their lies. And yeah, I do understand that they came after Dr. Boyce too. From what I understand, I think he was in, he enrolled in Dr. Boyce's online business class. So, you dig? So that's the thing. And that's why I'm very careful about people I take pictures with. I talked about that before on the show, about being careful about being in pictures with certain people. You know, I take pictures at my lectures and all that, but, you know, we do screen people as much as we can. And, you know, I got agents and provocateurs who try to show up, and, you know, you do the best that you can. You don't know who's who all the time. That's why, you know, you try to tighten up security as much as you can. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, speaking of public appearances, my lectures this weekend, I will be in Milwaukee, home of Sheriff David Clark. I will be in Milwaukee this Saturday. Y'all come down and check me out. Go to TariqLive.com. I will be in Chicago at the Vidim Theater this Sunday. Check me out, TariqLive.com. I will be in Atlanta at the Rich Theater next Thursday. And I will be in Cleveland the Saturday after this. It's going to be me, David Banner, George Frazier, and Brother Kaba. So you guys will not want to miss that. That's going to be a hot one out there in Cleveland. All right, get all your tickets at TariqLive.com, family. TariqLive.com. That's where you get your tickets. Y'all have a good day, family. And I am out.